Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good morning. Welcome to In The Moment with me, Andrew Herbert. We have a cracking show here on Sheffield Live 90.2 FM this Monday morning, featuring today an album shortlisted for the Parliamentary Jazz Awards. It's by British saxophone player Julian Arguelles. It was released last year and it's called Let It Be Told. I'm also featuring songs from the three nominees for Jazz Vocalist of the Year Award, Amelia Martinson, Eshker and Ian Shaw throughout the programme. The awards are entirely non-political, as far as I'm aware, and they're probably based on the fact that historically MPs, or there have been MPs who've enjoyed going to Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club in London, which is open till the wee small hours, after a late-night parliamentary sitting. Plus, as is our wont on In The Moment, the best in improvised music from the 1920s to the present day, including tunes from Bill Evans and Billy Cobham, whose drumming really is quite out of this world. Talking of out of this world, let's start with a tune from West Coast keyboard player Brandon Coleman. He's an associate of award-winning saxophone player Kamasi Washington, and they've been reinventing 1970s funk fusion with heavy synth and Hammond organ lines, punctuating brass, fuzzed-up bass, and a brief but rather beautiful appearance by a lush string section. This is intriguingly entitled Church Socks. We'll be right back. I particularly like the ending to that. Very cosmic. That's Brandon Coleman and Church Socks. You're listening to In the Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Today we're featuring nominees for the Parliamentary Jazz Awards throughout the programme. The three singers nominated for Jazz Vocalist are Amelia Martinson, Eshka and Ian Shaw. They're all very different in character, and actually it's high time I featured them here on In the Moment. Only Ian Shaw has made an appearance previously. Let's hear first from Amelia Martinson. She's a Swedish-Slovakian singer based in London, and she'll be releasing a new album later this year. It's going to be called Two Rivers. The Observer has described her as the new face of British jazz in 2012, and it was in the same year that she released her debut album And So It Goes on the Babel label. Her most recent album is called Anna, and it's dedicated to Amelia's Slovenian grandmother, Anna Amelia. Her work continues to blur the line between jazz, folk and alternative pop, so let's have a listen. Together with Barry Green piano, Sam Lassison bass, Adriano Adewale percussion, the rather lovely Fable string quartet, this is the title track from her recent album. Amelia Martinson sings Anna.
Secrets and her ways of how to love every moment. stay till darkness goes away. I will dream my dreams beside you till the break of day.
I think that's very beautiful. Amelia Martinson and a very beautiful tune called Anna. That's the title track from her most recent album, and she's been nominated for the Parliamentary Jazz Awards Best Vocalist of the Year, and we'll be hearing from the other two nominees as well as another tune from Amelia later during today's programme. I'm also featuring Julen Arguello's album Let It Be Told, which is nominated for Best Album. As it happens, I've been wanting to feature this album as well. It's a fantastic kaleidoscopic dancey township jazz piece, and also a very serious examination of the legacy of a group of exiled South African musicians, the Blue Notes, who left apartheid South Africa in 1964 and settled in London. The musicians included drummer Louis Moholo Moholo, Dudu Bokwana, saxophonist, particularly known for alto playing, Christopher McGregor, pianist, trumpeter Mongezi Feza, and the bass player Johnny Diani. The musicians left a very powerful impression on the British jazz scene, and the opening tune on the album is a number composed by Bokwana. It opened the Brotherhood of Breath album in 1971. So let's hear Julen Arguello's saxophone, Steve Arguello's drums and percussion, and Django Bates' piano and keyboard, together with the 15-strong members of the Frankfurt Radio Big Band. And this, then, is Myra Carley. That was Julian Arguelles and Mira Kali from his album Let It Be Told, which we are featuring today on In The Moment. That album is shortlisted for the Parliamentary Jazz Awards, together with Liam Carroll's Seaside and Liam Noble's A Room Somewhere. I'm making sure to feature all three of the vocal nominees, but I won't be playing tunes from the other album nominees this week, as there simply isn't room to feature them all. I will be including tunes from these albums in forthcoming editions of In The Moment, however. You're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Still to come on today's programme, more tunes from Julian Arguelles' Let It Be Told, and from Emilia Martinson, Ian Shaw and Eshka. Let's have a listen now, though, to something completely different. We're in 1961, we're live at the Village Vanguard in New York, and on the bandstand is one Bill Evans. He's about to play a tune attributed to Miles Davis and his 1954 studio album Walking. In fact, the first two bars of this song are inscribed on Miles Davis's tombstone in Woodlawn Cemetery. And the song, that's called Solar. Thank you. Bill Evans piano, Scott LaFaro bass, Paul Motion drums, and that was the tune Solar from a set of recordings called The Complete Live at the Village Vanguard 1961. It was recorded just 10 days before Scott LaFaro's tragic death in a car accident, and it's some of the finest jazz that Bill Evans' trio ever produced. You're listening to In the Moment on Sheffield Live 92.2 FM. Today we're featuring tunes from an album nominated for the Parliamentary Jazz Awards, Julian Arguelles' Let It Be Told. The album features three core British musicians, Julian Arguelles' saxophones, Steve Arguelles' drums and percussion, and Django Bates' piano and keyboards, together with 15 members of the Frankfurt Radio Big Band. Julian Arguelles actually started his professional sax life as the baby of Loose Tubes at the tender age of 20. He appeared on both the Delightful Precipice and Open Letter albums, and since then he's evolved into one of the UK's most respected jazz musicians and recorded 12 albums so far as a band leader. Let It Be Told is in fact his second collaboration with the Frankfurt Radio Big Band, following Memento in 2009. Both albums are released on Basho Records. Let It Be Told is a retelling of the legacy of a group of South African musicians called the Blue Notes who fled South African apartheid in the 1960s and settled in London. These musicians took American role models from a diverse range of jazz strands, such as Duke Ellington's big band style, Charlie Parker's bebop, all the way to the free jazz of Ornette Coleman, through the likes of Thelonious Monk, Charlie Mingus and Sun Ra. They then mix these American sounds with a language all of their own, derived from South African roots, and this mix became known as Township Jazz. Here's a great tune then from the album, written by Christopher McGregor, the piano player from the Blue Notes. It's the only tune, in fact, on this album that Arguelles did not arrange himself, instead using Chris McGregor's own arrangement. The tune, it's called Amazi. We'll be right back. Julian Argrelli's saxophone, Steve Argrelli's drums and percussion, and Django Bates' piano keyboards, together with the Frankfurt Radio Big Band. Amazi from today's featured album, Let It Be Told. You're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is In The Moment with me, Andrew Herbert. Very glad to have your company. Today, in addition to our featured album, Let It Be Told, we're featuring all three vocalists nominated for the Parliamentary Jazz Awards 2016. In fact, we're hearing two songs from each, Ian Shaw, Eshka, and now a second song from Amelia Martinson. As a youngster, Martinson immersed herself in the recordings of jazz greats such as Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday and Anita O'Day, and at the same time she performed live jazz in her parents' restaurant, which she then later transformed into one of the most successful jazz clubs in southern Sweden. But for all the jazz background, Swedish folk song has always been deep in her heart. Her website says, rather poetically, "You can hear it clearly, carved like an ancient ruin in the haunting and ethereal tones of her voice, in the dark melancholy of her storytelling, and in the intimate nocturnal hush of her timeless confessionals." Here, Amelia sings a Joe Henderson tune called Black Narcissus Music.
She blooms when there's no one around.
trail, and if you found her, colors will shine all new.
That was Emilia Martinson voice, Barry Green piano, Sam Lasseter bass, Adriano Adwali percussion, and the lovely Fable String Quartet to boot. And a lovely tune called Black Narcissus Music. In a few minutes, we'll be listening to a song by Eshka, who, along with Emilia Martinson and Ian Shaw, was nominated for the Parliamentary Jazz Awards of this year. Before that, let's hear another tune from our featured album today, Julian Arguello's Let It Be Told. The album was released last year. It commemorates the music and lives of a group of South African musicians who left apartheid in South Africa in 1964 and took up residence in London. These musicians formed a group called the Blue Notes, plus a number of spin-off groups, including the Brotherhood of Nations, and Julian Arguello's collaborated with the Frankfurt Radio Big Band to make powerful new arrangements of songs by these South African artists, featuring also Django Bates piano and Steve Arguello's drums and percussion. Julian and Steve and Django were part of the Loose Tubes Collective, whose repertoire reflected the funky vivacity and deep but never oppressive sense of spirituality that the South Africans had made their speciality. Steve and Django were also members of Zila Bukwana's group in the 1980s, and in turn welcomed Bukwana as a guest on their first album as Human Chain in 1986. Julian Arguello's also spent 5 memorable years as a member of the final version of the Brotherhood of Breath, Christopher McGregor's big band, until the leader's death in 1990. Well, we're going to hear a tune now written by Dudu Bukwana, the alto sax player of the Blue Notes. This tune is called Diamond Express. That was Diamond Express, Julian Arguello's saxophone, Django Bates keyboards, Steve Arguello's drums and percussion, and the Frankfurt Radio Big Band. Wonderful stuff. You're listening to In the Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Earlier in the programme, we heard two lovely songs from Amelia Martensen, who has been nominated for the Parliamentary Jazz Awards as Best Vocalist. The other two nominees are Ian Shaw and Eshka. Let's hear now a tune from Eshka. She was born in Zimbabwe and lives in London, and while she's collaborated with artists including Nitin Sawhney, Bobby McFerrin, the Cinematic Orchestra and 07, her name's been cropping up on those Next Big Things lists for a decade now. Her style weaves together different music elements, folk, soul, electronica. She in fact studied economics, and when first asked to join a jazz group run by Anthony Tidd, a British composer who's worked with Lady Gaga and Jill Scott, she said, "I thought jazz was my dad's music. I didn't want to get involved." But then Anthony started talking about using the Fibonacci sequence as a composing technique, and it blew my mind. He told me about Schoenberg and Bartok and got me into music that comes from an intellectual impulse. I saw music in terms of shapes and patterns, and this made sense of it. Well, that's interesting. Actually, I think it makes complete sense to see music in terms of shapes and patterns, but I know what she's driving at. Eska's also said, too many people listen with their eyes in this country, and I definitely agree with that one. Let's have a listen ourselves then. This song's called Another Shade of Blue. Eshka and Another Shade of Blue. We'll have more from Eshka next hour on In the Moment, plus tunes from Ian Shaw, Snarky Puppy, Billy Cobham, Bill Evans, and of course more from today's featured album, Let It Be Told. I can hardly wait. Now though, to our final tune of this hour, and a visit to the featured album, Let It Be Told, by Julian Arguelles. The album celebrates a group of South African musicians who settled in London in the 1960s. Richard Williams writes in the liner notes, "The five musicians, Mongezi Feza, Dudu Bokwana, Johnny Diani, Chris McGregor and Louis Maholo Maholo of the Blue Notes, brought with them a sound whose echoes are still evident after half a century. Like so much jazz through the ages, it expresses a profound yearning for freedom, but in this case articulated through the use of dance tunes, hymns and other music from the townships of their native land." We're going to hear a much-loved composition by Abdul Ibrahim. It's one of the most beautiful arrangements on the album as well, by Julian Arguelles. So here is Julian Arguelles' saxophone, Django Bates keyboards, Steve Arguelles' drums and percussion, with the Frankfurt Radio Big Band and The Wedding.